A number of people working to improve the health and lives of Pasifika have been recognized in the latest Queen's Birthday Honours. Chris Teo was made a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit for services to health, cycling and the Pacific community. Chris started Uso Bike Ride to improve the health of Pasifika people through cycling. We have Chris Teo on the line. Ta Lofalava, congratulations for being recognized in this Queen's birthday honors list, brother.
Ta Lofalava, brother, thank you. You know, it's an absolute privilege.
And absolutely deserved. As we come out of lockdown, let's just find out how you were able to stay on your bike when we were not allowed to get too far away from home. Because I know when you get on your bike, you do cover some kilometers.
Yeah, no, brother, I had a good setup in the garage, so a lot of it was, you know, virtual riding on a platform called Zoom. But when I did go out, I just kept it very local and just stuck to the rules and just stuck to what Auntie Jacinda said.
Now, Chris, I know you as someone who is, if I were to call you, you would be an introvert. You are someone who doesn't like putting himself out there, and yet you have managed to start this amazing Uso bike ride thing, and it's become national, and it's become global in its awareness, and it's gotten our people to exercise through cycling. How difficult was that for you to put yourself out there and to work with others, Chris?
I think I got to start by acknowledging Tofi Lau, you know, Talalei Taufale and his wife Miriama, just for their love and support. I think because everyone has a story, and also Tofi Lau has always said this, that everyone has a story about loss, about, you know, having, you know, family pass away too early, you know, before their time. So that story resonates regardless of what ethnicity you are. That story resonates with everybody, and it's a powerful motivator for anyone wanting to do something, you know, about an issue that really affects our people. And you know, when you have, you know, the story of our people about their migration, you know, that powerful story, and you think about, like, you know, their hopes and dreams that they had for our generation, and that, you know, that adds to the motivation to do something really positive. So it's been incredible, Etienne. You know, like yourself, like, you know, like the work that you've done, you know, I mean, you're one of our great storytellers. And, you know, when I think of the work that you do, I just, you know, I smile, I laugh, you know, and I think, yeah, you know, it's just a blessing for everyone involved.
Tell us about that story, because I know what you're talking about. Regardless of how shy you are, when there is a story that you that touches you, that comes from your heart, there is nothing to be shy about. And each time you tell that story, it gives others strength. Tell us about your story of loss.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, you know, my father, you know, he was the quiet one, but we thought that, you know, he'd live for a long time. My mother was always sick for a long time, and my father hardly ever got sick. But you know, he was diagnosed with cancer, and basically it was only from the time of diagnosis to the time of his death, it was only 3 weeks. So that 3 weeks was, you know, just a very just a heartbreak for all of us, because we saw him deteriorate quickly, and it really hit us really badly as a family. And I think, you know, a lot of our people can, you know, resonate with that story, and you know, it really left an imprint on my on myself and on how that happened. And you know, I think one thing led to another, and I just wanted to try and do something that would actually help others. You know, just in the spirit of what, you know, how my parents led the way in terms of their service to the Lord through their church or through our church. And, you know, that example they set just put me on a pathway in terms of, like, you know, how also has now grown, you know, by meeting so many different people, but also meeting people like, you know, Talalele, who I had known for a long time, but had not seen for a long time. But, you know, he had a lot of experience around cycling, and his wife, Miliyama, as well, just in terms of her leadership. So, yeah. Yeah, but you know, it is about, you know, just about the hopes and dreams of, you know, how our parents traveled and came to Aotearoa, and you know, and they did, they really made a difference. So it's just about carrying on their legacy.
And something someone said about what you need most, you will find in the hardest place that you need to go to. So the place that you are the scared of the most is where you will find what you need most. Many of us are scared of getting on a bike and exercising.
Yeah.
And yet you have found through cycling and exercising that it has given you strength. That place where you feared to go now feeds you every day you ride.
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to play rugby, like, you know, a lot of, you know, the thing is, I wasn't known for my fitness in rugby, you know, but, I think it was just, you know, I was 43, and I was living in New Caledonia. I was working for the Secretariat of the Pacific Community, and, you know, every year they had a work triathlon, you know, so it was a cycle, a swim, and a run. And, you know, my work colleagues, they said to me, "Oh, Chris, you know, you should do the cycling that's, you know, flat." You know, and I thought, you know, I thought I was reasonably fit, but, you know, I hadn't ridden a bike for a long, long time. And I got on that bike, and it was only 15 kilometers, you know, but I turned up like I was going to the beach, and the rest of the other participants, you know, they turned up, they were doing the Tour de France, and I really suffered after that. it just made me think to myself, I said, man, I'm 43, and that's, you know, that was only for about 40 minutes, and it really, you know, I came away thinking, man, if I'm 43 now and I'm like this, what's going to happen, you know, down the line, down the track? So it was like anything, when you put something, when you put your heart and soul to it, you know, you start at a little bit, and then you start to see the improvements, and then you start to really push yourself. So it's been an awesome journey, and, you know, I think it's been able to really not only improve my health and well-being, but my mind in terms of how I approach things as well.
And that first time you suffered for 40 minutes on that bike in New Caledonia, did you ever think that all these years later you would be awarded for cycling?
No, not at all. And, you know, I think, we always go back to what we know, you know, what we know, you know, and I've been through some dark times, but, you know, you always go back to the man above, and that's where you find your strength, you know. I think, you know, he puts you on a path, and, I think, you know, this path is the path that, you know, has sort of always been, you know, always been there for me. But when I look at it now, I'm still amazed, because, you know, we're now a Cycling New Zealand affiliated club, and we have over 300 members, and we've got bikes and schools programs in Porirua that we're helping, and, you know, there's more to do. So, yeah, it's a great thing, yeah.
More to do, and you have done so much already. Just want to congratulate you, my brother. You are so well deserving of this. And I know that your journey is only midway through, and you have got so much more to give, and look forward to hearing so much more. Are you able to get back into the schools at the moment?
Yeah. So we're going to be starting back in a couple of weeks at Natuni Park School in Waitangirua. Yep.
Chris Te'o, newly recognized for this year's Queen's Birthdays Honours List. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for the work and the heart that you have for us.
Love you also. Take care. Thank you so much.
Tai te la lava. Okay. We'll have a chat again soon. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.